Hello, it's Christine. I'm with Frank Fielding. And Frank, we were just chatting just then, and you were telling me that you're a tenant farmer.
Tenant farmer, yes.
A tenant farmer for who?
Not Fielding Estate.
Are they, which Fieldings are those? Are they, were the Fieldings
at... At Dobroyd.
Oh.
Dobroyd Fieldings, aren't they? Dobroyd Castle, like. Well, it were the old Edward Field, Edward Brockelow, as they were called. He really used to call him. He'd be like big grandfather to some to them as he now.
And he was your landlord, was he?
Aye, in them days he were. Aye.
And how many farms did he have?
Well, he'd have all. He had all these farms up here. What there be 7 or 8 of them, like. All this estate, he owned it all, right? He'd own them all, but for Watty, he didn't belong to Watty, and he didn't belong to Mellington, not Clinton.
So we're talking, what, High Barn?
Aye, it's High Barn, Frist, Stones, High Barn, Edge End, Speak Edge, Moray, Stones Grange. That'd be about it, I think.
But they still do. They still own.
Oh yes, aye. Well, no, they sold. They did sell several. They belonged several, but they sold that off, and they sold High Barn off. They felt High Barn. They talk on them. They were going to sell the estate at one time, but they never have done. They have grown weak. They sold High Barn to Elliwells in about 1960, happened or something like that.
So how do you deal with the estate manager?
Well, he comes round every now and again, and he would get on all right with him. He's right enough. I've no problems with him at all. Like, he comes round with his wife and comes in a natter and a sup of tea, and we do all right with him. Like,
so is he a Fielding then?
Yes, he is. He's a Fielding.
Yeah.
He's a Fielding.
And you all used to get on well, didn't you?
Aye. Oh, I would get on all right with him, all right.
Yeah.
We didn't. No, we had no problems with him, all right.
Yeah. Because you were saying in bad weather, when the snow came in, all the roads filled with snow, didn't they?
Oh, there was snow, right? Won't hold no more. Aye. And then? In them bad winters.
And how did you get down?
Well, we had to go across fields and pull some gaps down. We had to go off up and ground, and we had to pull a gap or two down, like, and do that way, like, and, best way we could.
Because your usual way down, you were telling me, with your milk round, you went down Doghouse Lane, didn't you?
That's right, we did. We used to, at one time, we used to go down this way, but...
Towards Baker Road, but we got going this way,
like, because they had a bit of a set to, and swapping customers a bit to tighten milk rounds up, because they were bringing them down all over with milk, like, before, you know, and like swap customers over a bit, and amalgamated, you know, compact them a bit more, and then we started going down this way. And back up where you would.
But it's really steep, is Doghouse Lane.
Oh, it is.
It's down behind the bottom, station.
Aren't. Oh, it's very steep down there.
How did the horse go on?
Well, it was all right. Oh, well, it was slippy weather. You had to have them sharpened, like, put some sharp studs in that thing. But, they went all right. But you see, once you got lower down to where it's more steep, there was a lot less snow. It didn't just blow it up the same down there, like, when you got off the hill a bit, like.
And you had no trouble at all with your neighbours. You all seemed to muck in, didn't you?
Oh, I were no falling out going on. No.
Yeah.
No, not that I can remember anyway.
And what about stray sheep?
No sheep. Desperate problems on this hill. Sheep. There would be odd sheep get where they shouldn't do, but I mean that's what happens. But like all farmers up here, they kept the fences up and sheep stop where they were put, like. Well, there'd be odd ones that can cause a bit hassle, but you put up with that, or take some steps to stop it, like. But I don't know, no sheep trespassing problems, like. Not on this side at the hill, anyway. And they all kept some sheep, like.
It sounds as though it was a right good community.
Well, aye, we're all right, like, aye.
You'd all help each other.
Aye, they did very well, aye.
Right, thank you very much, Frank. Right. Thank you.